This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, doing so today with Colette Childress, Director of Political Development for Indiana Farm Bureau. And Colette, what we want to talk about today is the Farm Bureau PAC, the Indiana Farm Bureau PAC. And if you could, just start by explaining, what is a PAC? Because I think some people have different ideas of what it actually is.
Yes. So I like to say the PAC is just as cool as, you know, the 1950s, 60s Rat Pack, right? Cool people trying to do cool things. So a PAC is really the organization that raises money to help contribute to a specific cause. So Farm Bureaus obviously helps advocate and raise money to help contribute to political groups and political candidates with the interest of agriculture and all things rural.
So I know that the PAC has been around for a little while now, and that you have contributed through the PAC for many candidates around the state. But really, there's criteria that needs to be met there. These candidates need to be supporters of Indiana agriculture, of Indiana Farm Bureau policy.
Correct. So we're really looking to make sure that we've got candidates who are not only in the know about agriculture, they seek out to learn more about its role in Indiana, how agriculture impacts the state, but also what they can do as far as policy to make sure that agriculture is in the forefront, that we're included in the conversation, and they help driving Indiana to remain a leader in the ag industry. We have a lot of leadership at the State House right now. Only two are actively farming. So as you can imagine, our work with the PAC and with our organization is to make sure we're educating as best as we can to all of our elected officials at the state and federal level.
How would folks who are involved in Indiana Farm Bureau, how could they get involved in the PAC? And why is this part of political engagement? Why should it matter to farmers? Why should they want to get involved in this?
Oh, man, that's like my favorite question to answer. We all care about what happens to us on a day-to-day basis. And not everything that is policy related really is a local policy that works its way through the state and federal level. So with our PAC and with our members, what we want to see with them is getting involved to help share their voice. Sometimes sharing your voice means attending a roundtable, means showing up at the State House, means giving, you know, $5, $50, helping host a fundraiser in your living room or in your backyard with hot dogs and soda or beer. I mean, it doesn't have to be this elaborate thing that you see on a Netflix show, right? Giving and contributing and getting involved and getting those candidates elected and in leadership positions is incredibly important to not only our members, but the state and honestly the world, because we are working so much on some of the products that are exported.
And Colette, I do just want to point out the Indiana Farm Bureau PAC in years past, it's supported Republican candidates, Democrat candidates. This is not a partisan thing. This really is about who's going to support agriculture, right?
Correct. We see food as not being a divisive topic. Food should unite everyone. I think some of the best conversations we've all had individually happen around the dinner table. It's important to us to make sure that we're growing not only leadership, but also food and energy across the state.
So if folks do want to get involved, where should they go? Who should they talk to? How can they best do that?
Absolutely. If you have an idea, you want to get involved, you are very passionate about this, you think you might be passionate about this, you can go to our website and you can find how to get involved with the PAC, how to become a member, which is incredibly important as well. And you can honestly just Google Indiana Farm Bureau PAC or Indiana Farm Bureau endorsements, or you can Google Indiana Farm Bureau Colette and we'll help get you exactly where you need to go to make sure we're giving and engaging where you'd like and what best fits your needs.
Colette, talk to me about the endorsement process and what that is, how you go about it, and what endorsements mean from Indiana Farm Bureau.
Yes, Indiana Farm Bureau is very proud of our grassroots momentum and the work we do being so member driven. One of the ways we do that is by endorsing candidates that are ag friendly. That's derived from our membership. It follows through the process. Last year alone, we had 100% success rate in endorsed candidates being elected into office. So when our candidates are interested in receiving endorsements, they would follow through. You could find that information on our website. But we stand behind those candidates. We support them publicly. We let the state know and their districts know that they're a candidate we see as being a friend of agriculture. Another thing that we really enjoy about the endorsement process and the way that that kind of works is our members not only endorse the candidates, they believe in them, but we help work with campaign teams where possible that if somebody wants to get out actively and work with them, they can do some grassroots work as well while they're on the campaign trail.
With Colette Childress, Director of Political Development for Indiana Farm Bureau, and another event that's coming up outside of the PAC, but for candidates or prospective candidates. Tell us about Campaign School that Indiana Farm Bureau is putting on.
Yes, I'm really excited. We are going to be bringing in a member from AFBF. He's one of our staff out there, Cody Lyon. He's going to come in and do a day and a half campaign school so we can better help prepare our candidates to run for office. Do you have to declare a party to show up for this? Absolutely not. We want anyone who's interested in local races, state races, federal races, to come in and learn more about what it takes to run. The success rate for him across the country has been over 80%. Last I checked, our numbers, I believe, are well over 90% success rate for those who attend the school. It's approachable. It's very digestible. Not only are we inviting the candidate, we encourage them to include their spouse or significant other, their campaign team, because it takes everyone to run a successful race. I've personally been lucky enough to be involved in some incredible campaign schools. I think this one is really unique because it makes it so user-friendly. So if you don't know if you want to run, but you want to prepare yourself to be the best candidate when it's time, this is definitely the school to come to. And we give you lunch, which I think is pretty fantastic.
Well, you had me at lunch. Colette, you mentioned this. It's happening July 29th and 30th. This is, you mentioned it's for any local race, state race. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're running for city council, county council, school board, anything. This is for you. It just kind of walks you through the process, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing I think is really cool is you don't have to have an ag background. So this is not just exclusive to Farm Bureau members or those involved in the ag industry. These are sheriffs and prosecutors, people who are really interested in, like you said, county council, county commissioner races that want to have an easy to understand. This is how we take a 1-2-3 step kind of engagement or understanding on how to run for office.
And if folks want to find out more information about that, where should they go?
Absolutely. Simple. You can go to our website. Campaign School is right there under our events page. You can also simply Google Indiana Farm Bureau Campaign School or myself, and we'll get you directed right there.
Colette Childress, Director of Political Development for Indiana Farm Bureau. Thanks for joining us on Hoosier Ag today, and good luck with the Campaign School and with getting folks involved in the Indiana Farm Bureau PAC.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.